Now, we did get one more entry,
yes,
but it wasn't a voicemail. It was an email.
Oh, okay.
Because he's old and he drinks. And he doesn't
well,
know.
Doesn't?
I am the only show he doesn't call. But renowned international podcasting star,
ooh,
Big Fatty. Yes. Motherfucking Big Fatty called, wrote in and said that it was from Hunchback of Notre Dame. But that's all. So he just gets one point. Had a possibility of 4 points. He gets one.
You know, it's kind of my approach to high school. What's a passing grade? Great. I'll go for that.
I'm just amazed that he could remember something. It's just, I love him.
Well, one of the,
that, but he's old.
It's probably his anthem. He's probably swinging around with a cocktail glass singing along. So that probably helps.
Out there, swinging on my swing. Puppet showing someone, and I'm going to sing about how I love horror and other things leather.
Horror?
Yeah, he calls it leather. Or he calls his leather lifestyle the horror. Yeah, it's good times. It's good times.
Can't take that to temple.
Ooh, there's a lot you can't take to temple with Big Fatty. Mmm.
There's a
his
question.
Middle name is sacrilegious.
Jewish BDSM kinksters, do you have to make sure your leather's kosher?
You totally do. Yes. Yeah.
Won't resent, won't despair. Old and bent, I won't care. I'll have spent one day out there.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Puppet showing someone. And I'm going to sing.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2483 of the BFO for Thursday, the 3rd of August 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about special coupons I've received, and...
Can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Fatty, it's a coupon! It's a coupon!
Hello, Hexas! Big Fatty, hi, everyone! I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I'm just thinking here, it's just like this. I'm just looking. One, two, three, four. It is 4 weeks. 4 weeks to the day until... the cruise of a lifetime. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's getting close. Getting close indeed. And, but y'all, you are hexes today, because y'all, tonight on the Big Brother! Y'all, we're going to see if the halting hex is used or not, and the spoiler alert for you, Turnip Head. Jody, as they're calling it, Jessica and Cody, that couple, they are both on the block, so y'all, and Jessica has the haunting hex. If she uses it, there will not be an evacuation. Big Fatty, it's an eviction. You have evacuations. Oh, that's right. There will be no eviction on tonight's little show, which can be seen on CBS at 9, 8 Central. Check your local listings for times and changes. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, we hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, went to the Von Cish. Y'all, you know, I'd given you a little a teaser saying that there wasn't shit in the Von Cish circular this week. And y'all, I didn't buy. Y'all, that's what I bought this week. I bought shit. I just bought shit. Big V. fatty was it $10 a pound? Anyway, y'all, I just bought crap. Y'all, they had the Emerald Nuts on sale, buy one, get one free. And y'all, they had, it reminded me of Dr. Stone. It was cashews. You know, Dr. Stone's got a celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up on the 9th, and he loves the cashews. And you can send those to P.O. Box 30, what is it? But not Big Fatty, you've forgotten the old gal's PR. She's changed the zip code, and that's messed me all up. Big Fatty, you're getting old. Anyway, she's got the cashews were on sale. Buy one, get one free. And y'all, I got the sriracha flavored ones. Y'all, they had the Milky Way and the Twix mini candies on sale. Buy one, get one free. So, y'all, I got a bag of each of those. I got the Midnight Milky Ways and the Twix bars, and I took those. That was a little treat for the for the coal mine. Y'all, they had the Greek yogurts on sale, 10 for $10. So I got five of those. I got me a banana cream, a strawberry, a toasted coconut, a key lime, and a Boston cream flavored. Y'all, they had the Edie's ice cream on sale, buy one, get one free. And I got the, what flavor did I got? I got the drumstick, you know, that's an ice cream cone flavored one. And y'all, I got some baby spring mix for a solid this week. And y'all, they had the good English muffins on sale, buy one, get one free. And y'all, then I bought something that I've seen before. You know, I've gotten some of those flavored French fried onions to go on my solid. And y'all, I had noticed that they had the jalapeno flavored ones. And y'all, I went to pick them up. And y'all, it's not jalapeno flavored at all. Y'all, it's fried crispy jalapenos that are sliced thin. So y'all, I'm going to taste test those here in a second. Y'all only spent $25.23, but a save $16.43. Yes, Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, we've still got some Ask Big Fatty questions left over from the Pride 48 weekend back in June. Big Fatty. Y'all, our question, I'm going to do two questions today from that Gus Chad. The first one is, who is or was your role model, and what music do you enjoy? And first of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for these questions. Excellent questions, and it's always lovely to hear from you. And I'll answer the first question first. What music do I enjoy? I can't say that there's any particular music. You hear a lot of the things. I like quiz program music, and I don't necessarily like a whole lot of singing or anything like that. But it's just odd music, let's just say. And who is or was my role model? I've been thinking about this, and I really can't come up with distinct answer. I don't know that. I guess I would have to say that the Hats, because I think they did a pretty good job of teaching us the difference between right and wrong, and just do the right thing, and that kind of thing. And I don't know that I really have a role model per se, but you know, just be the best person you can. Look in the mirror. Let that be your role model. Gussie, y'all wanted to let you know, you know, I've I've told you to keep Miss Beaver's mother, Mother Beaver, in your thoughts, and I'm happy to report that Miss Beaver has told me that Mother Beaver is home and is resting comfortably. She's a beaver. You know how those beavers are. But we still send out good thoughts to Miss Beaver and to Mother Beaver for a speedy recovery. But at least she's home, and I know that makes her, and I know it makes the whole Beaver family feel better. Y'all, you know, on yesterday's little show, I said there's nothing good on the TV machine. And y'all, I still agree with that. But y'all, I got an e-letter from Stacy. Stacy used to be up there in the Durham, and is now up there in the Hillsborough. Stacy, Big Freddy, I just listened to the little show, and you mentioned there was nothing to watch on the TV machine. We've been watching a new show called Claws. There are a few delicious bits you may like. Wink, wink. Here's the link. And y'all, then later in the day, that Peter G from over there at the Lotzel also suggested Claws. So y'all, I have put it into my TiVo. I think there are about 7 or 8 messages. Episodes that are already out there, and so we'll move forward on that. You know, do you know that Hendrick? He's over there in the Germany, Mexico. Used to be over there in the perfume. Mexico, but I don't remember exactly where he is now. But he sent me, but he's supposed to be meeting all of us on the when we're in Amsterdam in about a month. He says, "Hey, Big Freddy." Actually, he said, "Hey, Farts. Time is passing quickly. I'm all caught up with the little shows, and my plan is to still be in Amsterdam when you're there." Now, work might throw a little spanner. I don't know what a spanner is. I'll know closer to the time. He's going to be in Amsterdam this weekend. He's going to check and ask about some of the fun stuff available, and he might even try a few things out. He says, "You and Granny Poo, Big Freddy Granny Poo." That may be... That's closer to the truth than Big Freddy. We know what you mean. You and Granny Poo will get an update by Monday. So y'all, we're hoping that continues. Y'all got a coupon in the e-letters from a little place here in town called the Sesame Burger, and y'all there. Oh, they have a new. They have a new thing on the menu called the Buffalo Fries. And, y'all, they take these Idaho potatoes and they cut them into the French fried potatoes. And then they put some buffalo chicken, like buffalo wings, buffalo sauce on them, and put blue cheese on it. And then they chop up celery on top of it, and then it comes with a side of ranch dressing. Y'all, that just sounds delicious to me. So anyway, I've got a coupon for that, and I'm going to plan on checking that out. Y'all, speaking of checking things out, y'all, you know, I was telling you about those French fried onions that I thought were jalapeno flavored, but y'all, they're actually real jalapenos that are sliced thin, and then fried up like the French fried onions. And, y'all, it's not bad. It's 45 calories for 2 tablespoons of them. And, y'all, I just thought I'd give them a try here on the little show. I know that the old Steve the Tater... from over there at the airplane show loves it when people eat on the little show. So y'all, I thought I'd just try a few of these out and see what I thought. Here we go. Well, they're actually not bad. They've got a kick to them, that's for sure. They could use a little more salt, if you ask me. But y'all, those would be good, like on top of a hamburger, or I think they'll be delicious in a solid, because, ooh, there's a lot of heat all of a sudden.
Yes, we fed it their jalapenos. What do you expect?
So, anyway, y'all, I highly recommend those. They're really, ooh, whoa!
Big Fatty!
Woo!
Big Fatty! Big Fatty, why is the hair in your nose burning? Well, it's just smoldering. anyway, y'all, let's just see what else I've got here.
Y'all, there was something in the newspaper, a few weeks ago, about, something called Safe Home here in town. And what they do is you sign up with the, I think it's with the county, or it may be with the state, I'm not sure. but y'all, they will help you pay for a new roof on your house. And, it's the Department of Insurance, it's the State Department of Insurance. They had this going, about 3 years ago, and they did away with it, and they're bringing it back now. And y'all, I think I'm gonna sign up for it. Your house has to be less than $300,000. Big Fatty, the villa qualifies for that. It's true. And anyway, and I'm not anticipating needing a new roof or anything, but. I mean, the villa's 9 years old. It'll eventually need a new roof.
Big Fatty, I had some of those jalapenos. They really are hot.
It's true. So, y'all went for a nipple walk on Tuesday around Fat Acres. Y'all, the humidity's up a little bit. but still, it was a nice walk. And so I did indeed enjoy it. And what can I say? Yo, I think the Weather Rat says that we're supposed to be getting some of the leftover showers from that hurricane that hit down there in the Tampa Bay area where the Pot Is My Co-Pilot folks are. And so we're supposed to have rain today and actually throughout the entire weekend. Oh dear God, so y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. If you're watching the Big Brother app, y'all, it should be an interesting episode tonight. Y'all, they're playing tricks on each other in the house, and I don't know. It's sometimes I think it's a little mean, but anyway, I'll keep checking it out. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the airplane show, and Steve the Tater, I know you and Cindy are real busy with your mystery musicals and all, but what's Cindy got going this weekend?
Puppet showing someone, and I'm going to see.
Oh, it sounds like she's got her hands full, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.